You know, I think one thing is that these wild mushrooms, you find the right ones, they're just tasty. But I think on top of that, it's just the fun of the search. You know, it's like a treasure hunt, going out and finding these species and looking for them, and then you get rewarded, you know, by eating them. And so it's a culture is developed around just enjoying nature and enjoying the search for these.
And then as far as previewing the mushroom season 2021. All right. So what do you think it's going to be like? I know it's dependent kind of on the weather, but what do you think as you take us, you know, the morels are starting pop, as you mentioned, in Southern Illinois, and that'll gradually transition, you know, eventually to the central portion of the state, the northern portion of the state. So what do you expect the season to be like here in 2021?
Well, it's, you know, like you said, it's tough to predict, but really a good season, mushrooms, they need soil moisture and they need warm soil, but not too hot of conditions. So if we continue on the path we're going, where we've had adequate rain, we've got a lot of soil moisture, we've got a nice slow warm up, our spring mushrooms, and in particular our morels, we should have a great year this year. Now that could be turned off at any time if we get a drought or it gets really warm too fast and the soil temperature increases kind of more than we want it to, then, you know, things could shut off. But I'm hopeful that we'll have a good season this year.
So I'll ask you, Chris Evans, you probably hold this maybe close to your vest a little bit, right? What are some tricks of the trade you use in mushroom hunting? Are they say you'd have to kill me if you told me? Do you have any tricks of the trade?
Well, I'll tell you some, but maybe not all of them. If you're talking morels, now I hunt mushrooms all year round. So if you're familiar with the other species, you can hunt mushrooms every month of the year in Illinois, particularly here in southern Illinois. But just speaking morels, you know, you're looking for me. I look for the tree species, and there's tends to be some association. So everybody knows, look for dead elms, but tulip trees, ash trees, even cottonwoods and sycamores in the right situations. I tend to key in on the tree species and look around them. That I've had the best success doing that.